conditional clauses, present possible, present impossible, and past impossible statements. Using hypothetical statements on the TOEFL writing and the TOEFL speaking for many students spells trouble big time. I'm speaking from 15 years of TOEFL experience. First, present impossible situation. If I were at home, I would be watching TV, or you could say, I would be watching TV if I were at home. Notice how there's no comma used in the second example. The meaning, I will not watch TV because I am not at home. A present impossible situation. If I watch TV, my friend will visit me, or my friend will visit me if I watch TV. Meaning, I may watch TV, then my friend will visit me. Past impossible situation. If I had been at home, I would have watched TV. Or, I would have watched TV if I had been at home. Notice again how the comma disappears, the second one. Meaning, I did not watch TV because I was not at home. Now, TOEFL IBT speaking and writing, God forbid, heaven help you, I hope it never happens to you, but if you get on the TOEFL test and they say, if you were given $10 million, what would you spend the money on? It doesn't matter about the $10 million, but if they use were given, what would you do? You should choose your grammar wisely. And my students do have a lot of trouble in this area, so I really encourage you to review what I just talked about. Make sure you're comfortable using this grammar in both your speech and also your writing.